Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday morning. So this morning I'd like you to take a moment to reflect on how you think about yourself and how you think about others seeing you. Essentially, talking about how do you define yourself? I don't want you to define yourself, but rather to reflect on what is that idea you have in your mind of who you are, of perhaps how other people see you. And that might be a combination of many, many factors. It might be the way that you think, the beliefs that you have, the opinions you hold. It might be an expression of your passion, your emotions in life. It could be an expression of your skills, your talents, the way you present things in the world. Or it could be a reflection of what you do in the world, perhaps a career or the people you look after, whatever it might be. That idea is not only sort of very small, quite sort of limiting, but it's also sort of very fixed. And there's the possibility that over time we can let go of some of those fixed ideas. We can loosen it up a little bit and maybe even go beyond it altogether. But I'll come back to that in a moment. How often have you been in a social situation, maybe even a business situation, where people have asked you, so what do you do? It's almost the first question after sort of, hi, my name, it's the first question, what do you do? Almost as though for that other person, they're trying to work out, okay, so who is this person? Where do I put them in my mind? And whilst in many ways, this is, of course, understandable, we're always looking for ways to engage in conversation, to find points of mutual interest where we can kind of converse. But at the same time, if we are thinking of ourselves in that way, if we are thinking about others in that way, we are ignoring so much of the world and we're not really exploring. There's not a sense of kind of real interest. I always loved the difference in sort of the way we might speak to a child. So what do you like doing? Versus how we speak to an adult. So what do you do? I don't know at what age that changes. It's probably an appropriate age. where that changes and reasons for why that changes. But wouldn't it be so much nicer if we asked somebody, so what do you enjoy doing in life? The fact of what they actually do to make a living is kind of neither here nor there. I remember back at the monastery, someone far, far wiser than me saying that we're not what we do. We're not what we say. We're not even what we think. We are so much more than that. For me, one of the most beneficial things about meditation is learning to rest in awareness. Yes, it allows us to be less distracted. Yes, it allows us to be more present and everything else. But the thing it allows us to do is to go beyond our thoughts so that we're no longer limited by that definition we have in our mind. We're no longer limiting others by that definition that we have in our mind. Instead, the mind is free. We're able to connect with people in a way that doesn't limit or define, where there is a sense of space, a sense of limitless potential, or however else we like to think about it. So as much as possible, bring a sense of that into your day, letting go of those stories that you may have about yourself or others in your mind, and instead allowing the mind to feel a little more spacious, a little more interested, and hopefully a little more peaceful as well. Have a great day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.